At this point, the North Country is littered with DRI winners. That's Downtown Revitalization Initiatives, the state's $10 million grants. We're talking Watertown, Potsdam, Messina, Saranac Lake, Tupper Lake, Plattsburgh, Ticonderoga, Lake George, and Lowville most recently. But that $10 million from the state comes with a lot of strings, and progress on these big projects has been slow. Today we look at the OG, Glens Falls, the first regional winner. And guess what? The finishing line might actually be in sight. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from the St. Lawrence County Community Development Program, now accepting applications for the Head Start program to prepare children ages 3 to 5 for school, online at slccdp.org/head-start.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, April 16th. First up, the hospital in Plattsburgh went into lockdown for a few hours yesterday. The incident comes just 2 months after police prevented a potential mass shooting there. Kara Chapman has more.
Champlain Valley Physicians Hospital says someone called the facility and threatened an employee Monday morning. Plattsburgh City Police Chief Peter Mitchell says that set off a lockdown at the main campus at about 7:20 a.m. His agency was notified shortly after.
We went up to investigate and assist them with the lockdown.
State police and the Clinton County Sheriff's Office also responded. Mitchell said Monday morning that it was believed the threatening call came from outside the city. State police later said an individual was taken into custody from a home in nearby Beekmantown. They say they brought the person to CVPH for a mental health evaluation. Police did not give out the person's identity and said no charges were filed. Chief Mitchell says local police agencies work well together.
We have a lot of contact with each other, good cooperation, and that's good for the community.
CVPH says the lockdown was lifted at 10 a.m. Monday after officials learned there was no longer a threat. Monday's lockdown came about 2 months after local law enforcement foiled a potential mass shooting at CVPH. Police said 52-year-old Robert Thibodeau of Plattsburgh, who'd recently been fired from the hospital, was armed and on his way there to harm people. Hospital officials said at the time that the facility did not go into lockdown because CVPH learned of the alleged threat as police arrested Thibodeau. He remains in custody at the Clinton County Jail on multiple weapons charges. Plattsburgh Police Chief Peter Mitchell says officers have to take each incident for what it is.
But that one's going to obviously be in our minds, and it's trying to get everything, you know, taken care of before it gets to the point of somebody moving with a weapon like that.
Police have largely credited Thibodeau's brother, who contacted the authorities, with helping to prevent a serious incident back in February. Mitchell says it's important for people who see something threatening to say something. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio.
The Watertown City Council has agreed to raise the bonding for its water treatment plant project. The Watertown Daily Times reports city officials had passed a lower bond but had to raise it to prove the city can pay for the project. The bonding now sits at more than $61 million. City officials say overhauling the treatment plant will improve water quality by reducing high levels of byproducts that come from the current disinfection process. Watertown has struggled for years with water that has high levels of 2 contaminants that are byproducts of that process. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered the city to fix it. In the fall of 2016, Glens Falls got exciting news. It was one of the first communities in New York State to receive a new grant for $10 million called the Downtown Revitalization Initiative, or DRI. Since then, 8 other North Country communities have received DRIs, including Saranac Lake, Potsdam, Ticonderoga, Lowville, and more. Glens Falls is finally getting close to finishing its DRI projects, which would make it the first in the region to do so. Amy Feireisel reports on why it took so long and what to expect in the coming year.
Glen Street in downtown Glens Falls has gotten a real facelift over the last decade. 237 Glen Street is an old, gorgeously restored bank building right next to the public library.
It's a beautiful white marble stone building, 4 stories high, that is a landmark on Glen Street in Glens Falls.
Patrick Dowd is Glens Falls Community Development Director. The marble building is the home of WorkSmart, a shared work and meeting space. Jeff Flagg, the city's Economic Development Director, says it's a great resource for remote workers.
It's people who on occasion, at least, need a place to work off-site, you know, need places to meet clients and things like that. Sort of provides that big city touch with a small city feel.
Glens Falls DRI grant paid for part of WorkSmart's sprucing up through a small program that helped support upgrades to downtown businesses' facades and interiors. Flagg says that has a real ripple effect.
A lot of the aesthetics are really what helps, and it also helps everyone else, right? It's not just that building that benefits, all the adjoining buildings and neighboring buildings sort of benefit from the sprucing up of one.
Flagg says it's important to note that WorkSmart fronted most of the money for its restoration.
Much of the investment was from them, but the city gave them a small grant to put some furniture, fixtures, and equipment and things there.
That's kind of the point of a DRI grant, says Flagg. He says DRI investment is meant to spur and inspire improvements to a downtown area, not totally bankroll them.
This is a perfect example of, you know, the city's investment was a tiny piece.
That helps explain why, 8 years after Glens Falls received its DRI grant in 2016, the city is still working to complete its DRI projects. That juicy $10 million doesn't come in the form of an upfront check. It's mostly provided on a reimbursement basis. That means communities have to finish projects before they get money for them. And most DRI projects cost a lot more than what communities get reimbursed for. Now, lots of Glens Falls' smaller projects have already been completed, like the facade program, big murals in the arts district, and relocating SUNY Adirondack's culinary program downtown. But Glens Falls' biggest DRI goal was to revitalize a rundown, seedier section of the downtown, located on South Street. 8 years later, that goal is finally in sight.
Okay, and so now that we're here, sort of explain to me what we're looking at.
We're in the main block of South Street between Broad Street and Elm. We're essentially one block off the downtown of Glens Falls.
A crane is working in a raised lot. Three empty buildings sit beside it. The crane is working on the concrete foundation of the future year-round home of the Glens Falls Farmers Market.
You can see the footprint here, which is sort of a leaf-shaped enclosed pavilion that we'll use for not only the market, the farmers market year-round, but also sort of a larger market center for all sorts of festivals and events and things.
The three empty buildings just next door are also slated for rehab to turn into shops, offices, housing. This activity makes Flagg and Patrick Dowd really happy.
I'm thoroughly excited. I'm 25 years in the city, so I spent lots of time down here. I'm thrilled to see this because, to me, this is the culmination of a long-time dream.
There have been a lot of delays and obstacles since Glens Falls got the DRI grant in 2016. First, the city had to acquire and demolish buildings in the area. In 2019, it unveiled plans for the 10,000-square-foot market space. Then the pandemic hit. Material prices shot up. The city had to change its heating plans after new climate change legislation was passed. And in August of 2020, Ed Bartholomew, a former mayor and the city's longtime economic development director, who was responsible for getting the DRI grant, died unexpectedly. That was a huge blow, says Flagg.
He had been a prolific grant writer. And so 7 months later, when I was hired, there were at least 24 open grants.
Flagg says he and other city officials had to do a lot of untangling.
We spent about 6 to 8 months really trying to sort of unravel the various grants that went to the city and the county, and then to sort of make sure they were moving forward.
At that point, Flagg says they had to figure out financing for the DRI South Street project all over again.
And so, you know, you sort of scramble a little bit. You have to work with the developers. You have to work with the contractors. You know, you have to sort of find money where you can, reallocate, take some chances and take some risks. And, I think it'll all pay off in the long run. But I think relief is probably the prevailing emotion at the moment.
Flagg says they expect to finish all the DRI projects by the spring of 2025, including the South Street corridor area. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio in Glens Falls.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org, and it's there because you digital readers, you radio listeners help pay for it. Your $25 or $50 or $5 a month gift pays journalists' salaries. You keep reporters on the ground in the North Country, looking into the issues and the people you care about. Time is running out to join us for our spring fundraiser. Make a donation of any amount. It's the act of giving that shows local journalism matters to you. Give now at ncpr.org/give. Thank you so much for supporting local journalism. Music today by Alan Dunham of South Glens Falls and Evan Veenstra of Gananoque, Ontario. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.